Shalom to all. Today's avos Shalom Yivamas Av Chavchas. We are starting Chavz Ayin Rama Beis. The bottom line. We're at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said Ezu Mamzer V'Chulu, and we had a three-way Machlokes. What forbidden union creates a Mamzer? Rabbi Kiva said even Chavi Lavin. Shimon HaTimni said Chavi Kares, and Rabbi Shua said Chavi Mrs. Bezin. So now the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yisrochani Omer V'Kulhem Me'Eishas Av Lamdu. They're all learned from the pasuk of Eishas Av. What does the pasuk say? Chavchas Amar Alf on top. Lo Yikach Eishas Eishas Aviv. Lo Yigal Kanaf Aviv. A man should not take the wife of his father. The two Pesukim right after this in the pasuk, it talks about a mamzer. So we see there's some sort of connection between this lav of marrying Eishes Aviv to creating a mamzer. So what's the limud? Rabbi Kiva Darish, Rabbi Kiva Darish as follows: Ma Eishes Aviv miuchedes shibula yavai havlan mamzer af kol shibula yavai havlan mamzer. Just like Eishes Aviv, this pasuk we just mentioned, it's unique that there's a lav of la yavai and the child's a mamzer. Again, that's because of the proximity of the pasuk talking about mamzerim. So to all these surim that are bula yavai, the child's a mamzer. Even though Eishes Aviv really comes along with a chi of misa, since it's worded as la yikah. That's what Rabbi Kiva says over here as lo yavai, but it's worded as lo yikach, which is the way regular lav is worded. So that's mashma, even chayve lavin will create a mamzer. So I say, even the ask on this, hari almanu kohen gadol, what about an almanu marrying kohen gadol? The child should be a mamzer, but we know it's not. And the answer is that no, shanihi, that's different, shapirish b'chalol, because the pasuk says very clearly that if a kohen gadol marries an almanu, the child's a chalol, and that's nothing to do with mamzerus. Again, that's because the pasuk points it out. Neshim v'netemni darash, he darshan as follows, ma ishas av miuchedet, shechayv anolai karis b'dei shamayim, just like ishas av is unique. The person is going to be chayv karis b'dei Shemaim, Havlan Mamzer, and child from that union is going to be a Mamzer. Av Kol Shechem Nol Karz B'Dei Shemaim, so too anyone's going to be Chav Karz B'Dei Shemaim, Havlan Mamzer, child's a Mamzer. Now it's important to point out how Shimon HaTimni learns this. Even though the punishment for Eishes Av really is Misa, as we just mentioned, Shittas Rabbi Kiva, this fits under the rule, Kol Davar Shoyah B'Chlal, V'Yatam Min HaKlal Lamed, Lo Yalamed Ha'atzma Yatza, El Lamed HaKlal Kula Yatza. Namely, anything that used to be part of a Klal, and the Pasuk singled something out of the Klal, it's coming to teach us something regarding the Klal. Namely, Eishes Av was part of the regular Klal, the regular rule of regular Arayas, and here we have the pasuk repeating it by saying lo yikach eishes aviv, and again that was in proximity to mamzerus, so it must be it's not teaching us something about itself, it's teaching us something about all the other arayas, and since all the other arayas are under the same umbrella pasuk of v'nichrasu hanefashos, specifically referring to kares, we learn from here says Shemana Temni that in a yis arayas that it has a chiv kares to it, the child's going to be a mamzer. So save the answer follows hare nido, what about a woman who's a nido, there's an iser kares to be with her, but a child born from a union with a nido is not a mamzer. The Gemara answers no shani he that's different shein. Because when the pasuk talks about the iser of a nida, it doesn't anything about a relative, meaning the iser that a person has to be with a woman who's a nida has nothing to do with his relative, and therefore the child's not a mamzer. Now going to the third shita, Rabbi Yeshua Darash, he darshan as follows: Ma Eishes Av miuchad shechayv anolai Mrs. Bezdin. Just like Eishes Av, a person's going to be chayv Mrs. Bezdin if he lives with her, which is the pashtos. V'havlan mamzer, the child's a mamzer. Av kol shechayv anolai Mrs. Bezdin, v'havlan mamzer. So too, any chiv Mrs. Bezdin, the child's going to be mamzer. Now just further clarification in his shita: Afagav Rabbi Yeshua Amar habal chayv vlad kosher. Even though Rabbi Shua holds that if a person lives with his sister, the child is kosher and is not a mamzer because a person is only chayv kares for living with his sister, not Mrs. Bezdin, the child's not going to be a mamzer, according to Rabbi Shua. Maida, he still agrees she'em ha'isa avlan nekeva, that if the child was a female, she psulim and akahuna, that she's possible for marrying a kayin. Another clarification, afakav Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda amr Mishra Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda says in Rabbi Shimon, goy ve'evet shabal abas Yisrael havlad kosher, that a goy or non Jewish eved that lives with a Jewish woman, the child is kosher, that's because just an iser lav, maida, they still agree, she'em ha'isa nekeva, that the child's a female, she psulim akuna, that she's possible from kahuna. Now we have a story. Chad bar nash asla gabe derav, a fellow came to Rav. Amar, he said, begin to lite ime dehu gavra min armai. This fellow's mother, he's referring to his own mother, gave birth to him from a non-Jew. I mean, this fellow was saying, my father's a non-Jew. Am I kosher or am I a mamzer? So Amar lay, Rav told him, kosher, you're kosher. However, Amar Rechom bar Gurya, Rechom bar Gurya told this fellow, hey, de aimach raglech, wherever your feet take you, that's where you should go. Meaning you should quickly leave here. Adelo yaisi shmuel v'yaslinach, before shmuel comes along and passels you. That's because shmuel holds that this fellow who has a non-Jewish father is a mamzer. Why? Because kiddushin isn't typhus with a guy, and whenever kiddushin isn't typhus, Shmuel treats that just like a chiv kares, where kiddushin isn't typhus. As they told him, quickly go away from here before Shmuel comes and says that you're a mamzer. Now, if I got the Rav Amar guy ve'evet shabal bas Yisrael v'ad kosher, even though Rav says that a guy or non-Jewish slave that lives with a Jewish woman, the child is kosher, mighty he agrees she'im ha'sin akeva she'ip sulam anakuna, that the child's a female, she's still possible to marry a kayin. Now, going back to our Mishnah with this three machlokes, and had told us very clearly that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, that a mamzer is born from a relationship that they would be chayv kares. Ask the Gemara, Maro lemer halacha kum Shimon HaTimni. Why is it seeming that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni and not like one of the other two? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he answers because makom shenichlali kala raisli kares yasus eishes av la medcha la mamzer. This place over here, meaning this limud regarding a mamzer, comes from a klal, and that klal is grouping all arayas together and mentions them regarding kares. And this really, as we had explained before in Shimon HaTimni, that the holy limud from the pasuk of eishes av is telling us something about the general klal of arayas, and those are all grouped under the umbrella pasuk of v'nichrasu anafashas, which tells us about a chi of kares, and so that's why it's seeming to go like Shimon HaTimni. Now we ask Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Machav shitaset Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Seems to be there's a stira in shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina himself. Taman hu yalav flay mechlala, v'hachu yalav flay prata. Over there, which is really referring to our case, he learns from the klal, whereas over here he learns from the prat. Well, let's just get the basic idea clear before we get into the details. What the Gemara is pointing out is that over here in the drasha regarding mamzer, the klal is kares, and we're learning everything from there, and we're dafka not learning from the prat, which is about Mrs. Bezdin, because again, the prat, which is Ashes Aviv, that actually is Mrs. Bezdin, but we're not learning from that. We're learning from the klal, which is kares. We're about to see Rabbi Yisrael Chanina does the exact opposite in a different drasha. He dafka learns from the prat. Where do we see this? Tanya was taught in a braisa. The pasuk tells us mitzvah Hashem, namely in regards to bringing carbon chatas. It says if a person does an aveira b'shayeg, and that type of aveira is he was over on mitzvah Hashem, so he has to bring carbon chatas. Now Yisi Aimer, I would say based off this pasuk, af oichle shkatzim ramasim b'chlal, that even somebody who eats shkatzim ramasim, he's included in this. That if he ate creepy crawlers and bugs b'shayeg, you'd have to bring carbon chatas, and that's even though if he did it b'mezid, he would only get malchus. You would think they would have to bring a carbon chatas if he did it b'shayeg. Our says braisa, we had done loymar. We're going to judge the following zerah shava. Now Markana says over here about which is a congregational chatos that's brought when the majority of Am Yisrael is over alav. It says me'ene, and v'nemar alon, it says over there regarding this or avodah zara me'ene. And what do we learn from here? Ma me'ene shemar alon davar shechayv al shkasa chatzal as donich kares. Just like the word me'ene over there by avodah zara is referring to something that if a person does a b'shagig he's chayv carbon chatos because it says that b'feirush, and if he does a b'mezid, meaning if he does avodah zara b'mezid he's chayv kares. So af me'ene shemar kan, so to the me'ene that's said over here regarding the parhal davar shel tibur davar shechayv al donich kares al shkasa. This power is only brought regarding something that if a person did it b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares, and if he did it b'shegek, he's chayv achatos. And the drasha by extension is made regarding all lavim, that if a person would have done such a thing b'mezid, he's chayv kares, so if he does it b'shegek, he's chayv achatos. But other lavim that one wouldn't be chayv kares for if they did them b'mezid, so they were not chayv achatos if they do it b'shegek. And here's the main point we're getting to. We continue asking, if this is really so that we're comparing these two things, why don't we say as follows, ma me'enish nam l'alon davar shiyash b'mises bezdin, just like the word me'ene, that's said by avodah zara. That's also something as Mrs. Bezdin. We know that in certain situations, if a person is over avodah zara, he's going to get killed by Bezdin. So af me'enish namar kan davar sheyesh by Mrs. Bezdin. So too over here, by carbon chatas, a person should have to bring such a thing in regards to being over something that one would be chayv Mrs. Bezdin for. And so to this, our Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he answers that no, makam sheyatzas avodah zara. We're dafka looking at the place, the pasuk that the limud is being learned from in avodah zara. L'lamad al mechuyavin krisus. That teaches us specifically regarding those who are chayv krisus. Lo'yitzah imam misa. That's proper girsah, ela kares bilvad. We're not referring to misa, only kares, aval misa, makam acherbas. Misa comes from a different place. In other words, dafka, this pasuk of avodah zara that we're learning from, isn't referring to Mrs. Bezdin, it's only talking about kares. You're right, there is a pasuk of Mrs. Bezdin by avodah zara, but that's somewhere else, and that's not part of our drasha. The drasha of how we know when we're supposed to bring carbon chatas, which is being learned from avodah zara, is dafka being learned from the pasuk of avodah zara that only talks about kares, and therefore carbon chatas is only supposed to be brought when if the person had done the lav b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares. So now that we have this limud, chav chasam based on top, the Gemara repeats the question. Machal shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Seems we have a steer shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Taman hu yalav flami klala. Over there, which is really our original discussion that we started out with, which is regarding mamzeros, that's learned from a klal. V'hacha hu yalav flami prato. Over here, he's learning from the prat. As we explained in the case of mamzeros, we're focusing on the klal, and since the general discussion of arayas comes with the isur kares, so that's where mamzer is going to come from. But over here, when we're talking about when to bring a chatas, we're focusing on the prat, on the specific pasuk by avodah zara, which is only referring to kares, and we're not looking at the klal. What's going on? It seems to be a stira. And the answer is, taman nechlu kol hamitzvahs lekarbon. That's proper girsa. Over there, in the case of avodah zara and chatos, all the mitzvahs are really included as part of the karbon. Yatzah avodah zara, l'lamad al mechuyavei karbonos, your avodah zara is being singled out to teach regarding those who are chayav a karbon. In other words, over here, the drasha by chatos is specifically being brought to exclude it from the klal. The klal was all mitzvahs one would have to bring karbon chatos for. Therefore, the drasha has to be focused on the prat to say no, not all mitzvahs, only one that comes along with the chi of kares. So that's why we're focusing on the prat, on the specific pasuk of avodah zara. But over here, is chamei merhacha, could we say over here, nechlu kol arayas lamamzer, that all arayas are included in mamzer? No, we don't have a specific pasuk that tells us that anytime there's an isser erva, that creates a mamzer. Nowhere do we see that. Therefore, our drasha could work differently. Yatzos eishas av, lamed al mamzer, we can take this pasuk of eishas av, which is being singled out, and say that that's teaching us something about mamzer, but only in regards to the general klal of arayas, which is kares, and not Mrs. Bezdin. So therefore, there's no stira in Shitas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina how he learns these two different drashas. And moving on to halacha dezayin, the last halacha in the parak, the Mishnah tells us, ishtei shemesa, if a man's wife died, mutar b'chayis, he's allowed to marry her sister. Also, girsha, if he divorced his wife, Umesa, and then she died, Mutar Bachaisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. Also, Nisus La'acher, if after he divorced his wife, she married somebody else, Umesa, and then she died, Mutar Bachaisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. Similarly, Yevimta Shemesa, if a man's Yevama died, Mutar Bachaisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. And Chalat's law, let's he did Chalitza to her, Umesa, and then she died, Mutar Bachaisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. And Nisus La'acher, Umesa, if she married somebody else and she died, Mutar Bachaisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Ishtay Shemesa, Mutar Bachaisa, V'chulu. Now it's mashma that Habeima Asur. He's not allowed to marry the mother of his Yavama when she dies. Only when his Yavama dies is he allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. The problem with that is Loikin Amar Yaakov or Acham Shirim Blazer. Didn't he tell us previously the Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Mutar Be'ima, that if his Shemeres Yavam died, he's allowed to marry her mother? So it's a steer to the Mashmas of our Mishnah. The answer is that you're right. If his Shemeres Yavam died, he is allowed to marry her mother. It's just that El Begin Tanin on Chalitz Law Umesa Mutar Bachaisa, since the Mishnah said a case that if he did Chalitza to her and she died, he's allowed to marry her sister. But in that situation, Habe'ima Asur, then when he does Chalitza to a woman and she dies, he's not allowed to marry her mother. That's because the moment he does chalitza to her, as we already know, the relatives of his chalitza are asur to him, so he's not allowed to marry her mother. Lefum kim tana chaisa, that's why it mentions her sister. But you're right, if she was just a shemeres yavam and then she died and he didn't do chalitza to her, then he would be allowed to marry her mother. Hadronach parachat lo vimtai, Malzar finishing the fourth parak of the Mesechta, just like we should finish this parak together, we should finish the entire Mesechta's Yavams together, and of course, all of Shas Rishalmi together. Moving right to the brand new parak, Rav Gamliel says, "Ain get achar get." There's no get after a get, which means that's why we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to two women, Rachel and Leah. They're not sisters, they're just random women, and then Reuven dies without children, so Rachel and Leah are falling to Shimon. So Shimon gives Rachel a get. For all intents and purposes, that's considered like a chalitza. Therefore, if he then gives Leah a get, that's nothing. Ain get achar get. So he's asur to Rachel's relatives, but he's not asur to Leah's relatives. Also, v'loy mimer achar mimer. If he does mimer to one of them and then mimer to the other, the second mimer is nothing. Also, v'loy be'ila achar be'ila. V'loy chalitza achar chalitza. Doing bia to one and then bia to the other one, the second one is nothing. That's just called bia's nos. And chalitza to the second one also is nothing when he already did chalitza to the first. However, chamim say that yesh get achar get va'achar mimer. A get after a get and mimer achar mimer, that does have validity to it because get is not considered 100% like chalitza and mimer is not considered like 100% marriage. Avol loy la'achar bi'ila v'loy la'achar chalitza klum. But after he's bial her or does chalitza to her, doing another bia after that to the other one or chalitza to the other one, that's nothing because we know that bia is a full marriage, it's a full yibum. As in that case, the Chum agree that Bia to the other one is nothing, and Chalitza as well. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Gamliel, Aymer, Inget, Achar, Get, V'chulu. And in the remainder of the Gemara, we're just going to be discussing Mimer with a three-way machlokes, what exactly Mimer is. The Pasuk tells us, Yavama, Yavaya, Leha, that her Yavama should come onto her. Zah, Bia, that's Mashma, we're talking about Bia. Then when the Pasuk says, L'kachaloy, Le'isha, that he should take her as a wife, that's redundant. So that's Mashma, Zah, Mimer, that's referring to Mimer. Now, Yachal, you might think, Shem Shah, Bia, Gameris, Ba, Kachia, Mimer, Gamer, Ba, that just like Bia is 100% complete Kenyan, so maybe Mimer is the same thing. So Tamil, so the Pasuk says, Yavama Yavayaleo V'yivma, we have this extra emphasis, and that tells us that Ira is called Parsha Kul Yibum. The whole Parsha, the whole topic, the whole discussion is really focusing on Yibum. Namely, we learn that Habia Gameris Ba, V'ein HaMimer Gamer Ba. The Bia, that's a full Kenyan, but Mimer is not. Now, V'im Kain, if so, Mahayel Ba Mimer. So, what does Mimer help? The answer is, Lo Isra La'achin, it answers her to the brothers. And this Shitas Rabban that we've already had multiple times throughout the Masechta, namely, that Mimer is a quasi Kenyan. It partially is kind of her, but partially not. It's kind of her in as much is that she's usher to now marry the brothers, but it's not considered a full Kenyan. The brother that did mimer to her is not considered 100% husband. It's not really a full Yibam. Now, Reb Shimon says that HaMimer, Oy Kaina, Oy Laikaina. Mimer is either or. It's either 100% Kenyan or it's 100% not a Kenyan. Now, my time is Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's Svara? So here's the first option. The Pasuk says, Yavama Yavaya Leha, Zeha Bia. Then it says, Lokachalay Laisha, Zeha Mimer. And so we would say, Shim Sha Bia Gamer Zba, Kacha Mimer Gamer Ba. The same way that Bia is a 100% Kenyan, so too Mimer is 100% Kenyan. That's one side of the coin. Or maybe look at the other way around. Yavama Yavaya Leha, the Pasuk tells us. And then when it says, Lukachalay Laisha, that teaches us, Varehi Lakuchalay, she's considered 100% acquired to him through the Bia. And Vahamimer, Loyhoyal Baklom, Mimer does nothing to her. It's only Bia and not Mimer. So those are the two options in Shitas Reb Shimon. Or Lazim Narachimer, he's a third Shita, he tells us, Hamimer Kaina Kenyan Gamer Bi Yavama. Mimer is a 100% Kenyan with the Yavama. Matam to Reb Lazim Narach, what's Reb Lazim Narach Svara? That's because Ulakachaloy Leisha, the Pasuk says. The focus is over here that he's taking for as a wife. What do we learn? Harehi Kikdushe Isha. This is just like the Kiddushin of a regular woman. Chavta Samar Alpha on the top. Ma Kiddushe Isha, Kaina Kenyan Gamur. Just like when a man is Makadesh a woman, that's a 100% Kenyan. Afha Mimer, Kaina Kenyan Gamur. So to Mimer is a 100% Kenyan. And we're stopping for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with another Brysa, continue to discuss Mimer. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.